We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Waiting for the Fulfillment of God's Promises. Today's devotional was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. Today's devotional was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. I have just read from the King James Version. Abraham was 75 years old when God gave him the promise of a son, Genesis 12:7. After waiting for 11 years without seeing the promise fulfilled, his wife Sarai suggested an alternative. That decision led to the birth of Ishmael, Genesis 16. However, God had not changed his mind. 25 years after the promise was first given, Sarai, now called Sarah, conceived and gave birth to Isaac. The promise was fulfilled exactly as God had said. One of the most difficult things to do in today's world is to wait. We live in a fast-paced culture where almost everything is instant. People value speed and convenience, fast food, smart devices, and immediate access to information. Waiting is often seen as unnecessary or even frustrating. But God has not changed. His ways remain the same. He does not alter his promises because of human impatience. If we are to obtain what God has promised, we must learn to wait. Scripture shows us this clearly in Hebrews 6:15. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. What then does it mean to wait? Waiting is not passive. It is not simply passing time with distractions. True waiting is active. It involves continuing to believe God, engaging him in prayer concerning his promises, and responding in obedience to the instructions he gives along the way. Waiting is a posture of faith. As you go into today, remember this: God's promises never fail. What he has spoken, he will bring to pass. Your responsibility is not to force the outcome, but to remain steadfast in faith and obedience as you wait. Prayer. Lord Jesus, strengthen my heart as I wait on you for the fulfillment of your promises. Help me to remain steadfast in faith and obedience. Psalm 27, 13-14. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job 9-10. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.